We're in Simin Shin Ayin Aleph now. We're about to start it. We'll be doing the first Sif. Echad mibnei chotzer sheniach beiso v'holach v'shaves b'chotzer acheres. You have a chotzer. One of the batim there, one of the people who lives in a house, was not ma'ariv with everybody else, but he left for that Shabbos. He went out to a different chotzer. Afilo is a smucha l'chatzero. This week he's staying in a house in the chotzer next chotzer. In his siach milibo veindato lachso leveso, if he does not have any intentions of returning on Shabbos, b'Shabbos hareza in osur aleim, he does not aser. So if he wasn't mishtatef in the erev, that is not a problem. That is not problematic. So the lashon here is in his siach milibo veindato lachso leveso. The question is, what exactly do you need? So there's a whole sugya in the Gemara, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that this is the way we paskin. The Gemara says an interesting thing. The Gemara says that if he goes stoma, means his da says, I'm going for Shabbos. So if he's going to his son-in-law, we say he won't return in the middle of Shabbos. But if he's going to his son, he will return in the middle of Shabbos. Why is that? Because if he's going to his son-in-law, he's probably going to be all right there. But if he's going to his son, he may not get on with his daughter-in-law, and he may have to leave in the middle of Shabbos and come back. So it's only there. It would only be if he says to himself, "I'm leaving, and I'm under no circumstances returning during Shabbos." So with a son-in-law going to one's daughter, there's a stoma that he won't return. Going to one's son, the stum is that he will return unless he has made a very clear decision that he won't return. And with the stranger too, it's got to be that it's very clear his intention is to stay for the whole of Shabbos and not come back. Further, Bamedvar Mamuim B'Yisrael, that's only if we're dealing with a Jew who should have been mishtatev in the Erev and wasn't. Aval Eini Yehudi, so we'll learn the halacha of a non-Jew a little later. The halacha is that a non-Jew that lives in a chatzar that needs an Erev, he ruins the Erev, and you'll have to be sochad the reshus from him. We'll get the details in the simanim there. So there the halach is, afilo halach v'shabbos lishbos b'ir acheres osur aleim. Even if he went to a different city, he asers. Why is that? Achi yiskru memenu mekomo, until they do schiris reshus. Why is that? Because a non-Jew can travel on Shabbos. But there's a condition. Imu korav mahalach yom echad. If he's going to a place that's more than a day's traveling away, so we know he won't be coming back on Shabbos. There's a day that a non-Jew that gave the same halach as a Jew, that so long as he went to a different chatzar, he doesn't ask, you don't need his schiris reshus. And the Ramah adds to that, v'chein nira ikr, that is the ikr adin. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Rov Poskim seem to hold that the only way that you can be makel in a non-Jew is if he went to a different city. This is even the Ramah who holds it. He doesn't have to be a day away, but it's got to be in a different city. If he's really not far from here, then of course he's going to come back on Shabbos. What's the halacha of somebody that leaves in the middle of Shabbos? That means he was not mishtat the Be'er. At the beginning of Shabbos, he asered. Now he left and has no plans of returning. So the question is, what is the halacha there? So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avram, who is Mekel, but his maskoni is that you should only rely on him b'shas atcha, because it seems from the Rishonim that they don't, many Rishonim that don't hold of it. Now, what happens in the case of a non-Jew that left on Thursday to a place that it takes more than a day to get back to? So here we have a problem. What's the reason that we so much that if it's more than a day out of the way that we say he won't come back? Because it's going to take him a day to get back. But for all I know, Thursday night he changed his mind, decided to come back. It takes him a day to come back, he'll be back before Shabbos. So Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that there's a low plug over here. Chazal said that as long as he went to a place that's more than a day's mahalach away, then even according to the first shita, which the Ramah doesn't paskin like, but even according to that first shita, the halacha is that he's considered away, he does not aser. This is just the nusach that Chazal used, since the normal case is that he leaves just before Shabbos. They said the same even though he left during the week. So it comes on halacha lamaisa that someone who leaves before Shabbos or according to the Magen Avraham even on Shabbos, and his das is clearly not to return. If he's a Jew, he doesn't aser, and if he's a non-Jew, he also doesn't aser, except the Mishnah Berurah says shalom b'shas atchak, we can only be makel if he left town.